Begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis daf Chav Dal. Begin 16 lines down from the top of the Amud, 2 lines from the wide lines, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the top of this Amud, from the previous daf, which the Gemara had previously mentioned, the Braisa, which is the same as the Halacha of our Mishnah. The Gemara was just pointing out it's a Machlekes, not just like we had in our Mishnah, Mshim Gamliel, but that with the Chacham. Regarding a case when someone purchases a nursing animal, which has a child with that animal, that he purchases from a non-Jew. The Chacham say, we can't assume that this child is the child of this animal and that it already had given birth. Could be it's actually nursing a child of a different animal. And maybe the first one born by the Jew is actually this animal's firstborn and therefore has halach of Safek Bechar. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, as in our Mishnah, he says, no, David Becheskasai. We presume that things are as they are. If this animal is coming with a nursing child, then that baby animal is its own animal and therefore the next one born by the Jew is definitely not a Bechar. That's their machlokes. Now, regarding that halacha, Ibailu did the following question. Dava becheskasa de kamer Reb Shimon Gamliel. This Reb Shimon Gamliel says that we presume things are as they are. That this child is this animal's child. And therefore, like he says in our Mishnah, that the next one's not going to have the laws of Bechar. How do we qualify his teaching? Is it because he holds not like the Chacham, de ene merachemez? No. This animal is not going to have mercy on and be nursing the child of a different animal, elim ken yeledes, only if it itself had once given birth once before, that it had already become a mother. That even if, let's say, you're right, maybe Shmuel holds that this is not necessarily the child of this animal, still he's saying this animal, the next child born, is going to be exempt from the laws of Bechera, because it most definitely had a child, because it would not nurse another child unless it itself was already a mother at some point. So either way you look at it, the next child is going to be exempt from Bechar because either this child is its own child or it had a other child and therefore that's why it's nursing this other animal's child. But ha'hecha da'ilid chashin l'ruchumi. But yeah, if it had given birth once before, then actually we would be concerned that maybe it would have mercy and nurse the child of another animal. It's just that in our context, it didn't make a difference. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was saying that, okay, anyway, it's going to be exempt from Bechar. Maybe no. Maybe it's in more absolute terms. Shimon Gamliel held, no, it only has mercy, would only nurse its own child, but not its own child, it would not have mercy, and therefore most definitely that this is its own child, and that's why the next one is exempt from the laws of Bechar. Now, on this question, the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkamin, what is the difference of this point? Anyways, for regarding the laws of Bechar, we said, either way you're going to define it, the next child is going to be exempt from the laws of Bechar, because we said, according to the first option, even if you're saying that this one's not its own child, but we said, yeah, but that means automatically it did have a different child. So who cares if this is its child? You're saying, according to either option, it had a child, so it's going to be exempt from Bechar anyway. So Zigmar, the difference of this point is, lamilka law, to go ahead and give lashes regarding this animal that's trailing this mother animal, mishum eisei v'espenoi, regarding the prohibition of slaughtering a mother and its child on the same day. And that, the Gemara explains. If you say like the second option, that says no. It only has mercy on its own child, would not go ahead and nurse the child of another animal. So then lucky. If someone slaughters this animal and the child that he purchased from the non-Jew, he's going to get lashes, because most definitely it's the mother and the child. But if you say like the first option, you're right. Regarding the laws of Bechar, it doesn't make a difference. But if you're saying that it would go ahead and have mercy even not on its own child, if it at least had its own child at some other point, so then loy lucky. Then if someone would slaughter this mother and this child, the person who did that slaughtering would not get lashes because maybe this is not its own child. You're right, this animal had a child, but we don't know if this is its child. My, what's halacha? That's what we're asking in Reb Shimon Gamliel. Is it that he considers it that it's never going to have mercy? Only if it didn't have a child, then it's not going to have mercy. Says Gemara Tashma, let's bring a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said this, Reb Shimon Gamliel Lomer said the same halacha in these words. The Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Halakeach behema min oivik hacham, someone purchases a nursing animal from a non-Jew, with again that child following it, suckling it. Ein hacheishe shema b'no shel acheres hayu. His words were, we're not concerned that maybe this is the child of another animal. Rather, obviously, that we assume that this is its own child because it only has mercy only on its own. So you see clearly, it's only going to be its own, and even if it had a child, it's not going to nurse some other child. So the Gemara, no. Mikatani, did we learn in the words of the Mishnah that we're not concerned that maybe this is another child of another animal who? Meaning, were the words Ein Cheshen Shembino Shel Acheres who? No, that's not the words. This. Hayuktani. The words were, we're not concerned that it was the child of another animal. What does that mean? What's the difference between this or was? Says the Gemara, Hayuktani. Because this is what he's saying. And therefore, it could be like the other option. That either way you look at it, this animal's next child is going to be exempt from the laws of Bechar. Because Ein Cheshen Shema, we're not concerned that maybe she's having mercy b'noshel acheres on the child of another animal, and therefore maybe never had a child yet, and maybe its next one will be Bechar. Elim kein hayal avlad meikara, because it would only do that only if it had a child once before at some other point. So therefore, regarding Bechar, that's what the Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to say. Either way, she's going to be exempt from the laws of Bechar, but that still doesn't resolve our question regarding this specific child. That, we could still say that that's in doubt regarding if there would be a lashes regarding the Isra of Eisav as B'nai. So Gemara says, Toshma, it's being arrived for the next halach of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah then continued on and says, if someone goes into his flock, he sees the animals that are giving birth for the first time nursing the children. The Eshainim of Kiris Manikas, and he sees the animals that are not giving birth for the first time, that they're nursing their new infants. Says the Mishnah, in a he doesn't have to be concerned that maybe actually the older animals are nursing the new animals. Or maybe it's actually the other way around. Maybe the new ones are nursing the new mothers are nursing actually the animals from the older ones. You don't have to be concerned. You know the new ones are, its children are the Bechairis, the old ones, its children are not the Bechairis. And that says the Gemara, Amai, why? Lechish demaruchu mirachim. Let's be concerned that maybe it would have mercy on another animal's child. Why? Because here all of them, we said, gave birth already once before. Oh, if we're not saying that, obviously, even if it gave birth, it's not going to have mercy on any child but its own. So it obviously is clear, like the second option, that it's definitively that this animal has to be, if it's nursing from its mother, it is going to be, it is definitely its child, and would violate Eisav Es B'nai. Says the Gemara, no. This case is different. Because b'makam dida, when its own child is around, lo yishavke dida merachma d'lo yidida. It's not going to leave its own child and have mercy on one that's not its own child. So you're right. In that case in the Mishnah, that's why it's definite. But in a regular case, when it has an animal following it, it could be it is being merachma al she'en dida if it had once given birth, and therefore it's not a raya again to the question we're having regarding Eisav Es B'nai. So the Mishnah says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from this brisa that we were quoting from the top of this Amid, from the narrow lines which the Gemara was asking the question based on that brisa, that Reb Shimon Gamliel was quoting his halacha with two halachas. First he says, Dava b'cheskasa, he disagreed with the Tanna Kamma. He says, no, we don't have to be suspect that maybe it's this child is some other child that it's having mercy on, because Dava b'cheskasa, we assume things are as they are. Now, v'chein b'chul and also, he went and then he said, another halacha, which was the end of the brisa, the Rishon Gamliel also said, if someone goes into his flock at nighttime and he sees 10, 15 sheep, and some are giving birth for the first time, some are not, and then he finds the next morning that the males are by the ones that had already given birth once before, and the females are by the new ones, so then there's no more halacha of Bechair, because the males are only from the ones that are not the first time, and the females is no laws of Bechair, and we don't have to be concerned that Shem b'no shel zu ba'la etzel zu. Says the Gemara as follows. My lav, isn't it that Reisha Dumi the Seifa? That the halachas, which both these halachas are saying similar ideas, that the Reisha is the same as the Seifa. Meaning the Reisha that talks about this halacha regarding purchasing a nursing animal from a non-Jew is similar to the halacha regarding when someone goes into his flock at nighttime and he sees the giving birth, and next morning he sees the males there and the females there. Which is, Ma Seifa Vadai Dida, just like the Seifa, the second halacha of the Braisa. It's definitely that animal's child. Each and every one that has the animal hanging by it, we're saying it's definitely its child. Why? Because as the Gemara just said previously, we said that when its own child's around, it's not going to go ahead and leave its own child and have mercy. Yeah, that's what we said, like in the halacha of the Mishnah, that's where it's definite. Well, that's the halacha we're told about over here in the seifa of this brisa. Comes in and he finds in this flock, they all gave birth. If the animal's the next morning, they're finding nursing, most definitely it's its own child. So then, af reisha, so that should tell us then also the first halacha of the brisa, which Reb Shimon Gamliel says, adav b'cheskase, then is also vada dida, is also definitely that we're presuming that it is for sure its own child, and therefore then answers our question. Regarding Eisav Es B'nai, he's going to get lashes. We're assuming for sure it's its own child. Says the Gemara, no. Midiri, is that any proof? Haikadisa. Each case is different. The Seif is saying it's definitely its own child, and the Risha is maybe it's its own child. Now, umay v'chein, so then why is it saying, and so too? It's like as if comparing the two halachas, if we're saying it's not the same thing. It's a patur, the b'chayra. It's regarding to that element that both these cases, that the animals are going to be exempt from the laws of b'chayra, for that they're comparable. Just like in the Seifa, where it's definitely going to be exempt, because we're saying that the ones that are, by the ones that gave him birth for the first times are for sure than the Kavis, like we said, because it's not going to leave its own child and go in the mercy in that which is not its own child. So the Reisha too, we're saying it's for sure going to be exempt from the laws of Bechaira, because even if maybe it's not its own child, not like the Sefer that's for sure it's its own child. As we said, even if it's not its own child, we said, but it's only going to have mercy on another one if for sure it had also given birth at one other point in time, because it's not going to have mercy on any other child unless it had at least given birth at some point in time. But however, it still doesn't resolve our question regarding Eisav es Benai. Regarding that, it's a suffix. This might be its child, it might not, but it definitely had given birth at some point in time, and that's why it's exempt from Bechayr. But again, that still doesn't answer our question. Now the Gemara continues with a related discussion on this topic. Amar Rabbi Babchana, Amar Rabbi Yechna says, Roch hazir shekarach achar rochem. If they see a swine that's following after a sheep, where it's attached to the sheep and it's nursing from this sheep. Says Rabbi Yechon as follows, Petura min ha-bechayra. So this sheep, the next child that it gives birth to, we don't know if it ever gave birth, but we see this chazer is following and nursing from this sheep, the next child this sheep gives birth to is exempt from the laws of bechayra. And however, va'asa b'achila, this swine itself is forbidden to be eaten, as the pasuk in Hosea says, ad yavai v'yirid tzaddik lechem, until he comes and he teaches to you the justice, meaning until Eliyahu Nabi is going to come and he's going to teach, if that's chazir would be permitted or it'll be forbidden. Up until we have Eliyahu Nabi who comes and tells us the verification, it's going to be forbidden. So that is the Gemara as follows. How do we understand this teaching of Rabbi Yechna? When he says, Patim in the Bechayra, he says that this sheep is, from that point on, is exempt from the laws of the firstborn. Now, come on, who's he going like? He's going, Krib Shimon ben Gamliel, who he said that an animal is not going to have mercy on a child that's not its own. And therefore, it obviously gave birth to this chazir. And that's why it's nursing it, because if it's not its own child, it's not going to have mercy on it. Now, however, this chazir itself, however, is not going to have the sanctity of the firstborn, because even if it is its child, it's what's called nidma, which it appears to be a different creature, which doesn't have the laws of Bechayr. But that's why the sheep itself is exempt from the laws of Bechayr from that point on. Now, however, the difficulty is then the second half of his halacha. B'yichin has said, but v'asa b'achila, that chazir is forbidden to be eaten. Why? That's kerabanan. That seems to be like drabanon, who they are concerned that, hey, maybe this is not its own child. Maybe it does have mercy, and it's having mercy on the child of a different animal, because if it was like a b'shemim b'ngam liel, then this would be what's called a tamei hayitzim min atar. This would be a non-kosher looking creature that obviously emanated from a kosher creature. And actually the halach is that such a child, although it looks like a chazir, is permitted to be eaten. As the Gemara said in the first perek, naf heyim abeis. So how do you understand this halacha? Half is like a b'shemim liel, half is like drabanon. V'su moreover asked the Gemara. Ik Rabbanan, if Rabbi Yechanan is holding like the Rabbanan, and therefore like in the second half of the halacha, he says, you can't eat this animal because we're concerned maybe it's not really the child of the sheep, and we're concerned it's just having mercy on the child of a different animal. So then, what does this mean? Because it seems to be this is connected to what he says, Asa b'achila, which sounds like the Rabbanan. What does it mean up until when Eliyahu Nabi is going to come and teach you the truth? This halacha is just a revelation that he should tell us, is this the child of this animal or not? When it says Yaira, Hayra, is only appropriate by a Dvar Halacha, not by a Metzias, not by a reality, but regarding the spiritual element, the Halacha. Achi Yivada Lacha Davar, until it's notified to you this thing, if it's its child or not, that's Mibayle, not until he teaches you, but rather until he reveals to you. If that's the interpretation, like we're saying, that it's regarding the opinion of the Rabbanan, why the Yairid Tzedek, it should be until Yivada Tzedek. Now, says the Gemara as follows. And if you're going to say, okay, you know how we understand Rabbi Yechon's halacha? He was in doubt. Iha halacha kir b'shim b'gamlil, ikra Rabbanan. And that's what he was saying. Ad sheyava v'yera, until Eliyahu Nabi comes and teaches us, if the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, then you'll be permitted to eat this chazir. If it's like Rabbanon, then out of doubt, you're not allowed to eat this animal because maybe it's having mercy on some other animal. However, says the Gemara, but if that's the case, he's endowed. Samai Petur min Bechari. How do we understand the first halacha that he says? He says, oh, this sheep is exempt from Bechari's. Why? According to Rabbanon, there's at least a suffix Bechari on the next animal born because we don't know if it ever gave birth once before. Why is Petur min Bechari? Vesu, moreover, says the Gemara, Mimis Afkele, was Rabbi Yechon in the doubt that the halacha is like Bshemim Lilod Rabbanon? But Va'amar Rabbi Bechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon was quoted as saying, Kamakam Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu. Wherever he's quoted in our Mishnah is, Halacha Kamayis, Halacha Fals like him. Chutz, there's three exceptions. Me'arev, the law of a guarantor mentioned somewhere, but Tzidin that regarding the place of Tzidin, V'ra'ar Achrein, and the second proof. But those are three different halachas that it's not like him. But everywhere else, like in our halacha, halacha is like him. And therefore, then the question is regarding the second half of the halacha. So that's why he holds it's exempt from Bechaira. Then why is he saying that it's forbidden to eat to the Chazir? The Chazir should be permitted to be eaten. It's a Tama Yotzei Min HaTar. Says Gemara, Lo'ilam Pshita Le'Halacha K'Bshim Gamliel. Truth is, it was obvious to Rabbi Yechon, like we just pointed out, the halacha is like K'Bshim Gamliel. And that's why the first part of his halacha says, most definitely, this animal, this sheep, is going to be exempt from the laws of Bechaira. Because most definitely, this Chazir is going to be its child. Because if it was not its child, then they would not go ahead and have mercy on it. Now, however, miu misafkele. But what he was in doubt about, regarding the second half of his halacha, is like we mentioned this idea just before. Esav Reb Shimon Gamliel, does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold that this, and this is what it means, until a young Nebbi is going to come and teach us regarding the reasoning, regarding the halachic reasoning of Reb Shimon Gamliel, which was, is it that he holds you led this mirachemes, that a mother that had given birth would have mercy on a child that's not its own? So therefore, this chazir is going to be forbidden to be eaten. Because you're right. Regarding Bechar, regarding the first halacha, Rabbi Yechon is saying, halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's going to be exempt from the laws of Bechar. Because if it's its own child, most definitely good. This is its own child. It already had a child. And even if it's not its own child, but it had a different child, because or else it would not nurse another child, another animal's child. But regarding eating, this chazir would be forbidden to be eaten, because you could say that it did have a different child, and that child then had died, and then its child's not around, and it's having mercy on this other child, this chazir. Or his doubt was, no, maybe it never has mercy on another animal's child. And therefore, this chazir is permitted to be eaten because most definitely it is its own child. That's what Rabbi Yechon was in doubt about, the same doubt that we had mentioned before, the Ibailahu of David Bechaskasa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Now, however, says the Gemara, but if that's the case, then Adesh min chazir, then why did Rabbi Yechon have to say it with a chazir following a sheep? Lashmin and tleh. He could have just said it in the case of a sheep. A sheep that was following a sheep. And he could have asked regarding this halacha of, would one definitely get lashes, which has to be definitively, for slaughtering both of them on the same day. And he could have said as follows. If someone sees a young lamb following a sheep, so the first halacha would have been the same. It's most definitely exempt from the laws of Bechaira regarding the next one that comes after, because even if this is not its own child, it definitely had some other child which then died and is having mercy on this one. But then he could have said the second half of his halacha. Could have said that regarding Oisav es Benoi, there's not going to be lashes ad yavei v'yarei lano until you have Eliyahu HaNavi coming and teaching us the reasoning of Reb Shimon, which is, we're not sure, is it that it never nurses the other one or until it gives birth? So why did he have to say it in the case of a chazir regarding the ability of eating this? You could have said it regarding a sheep regarding Oisav es Benoi. So as the Gemara, no, chazir is tzuchaleh. And that would have been a more normal type of a case, instead of a chazir nursing from a sheep. So the Gemara, no, chazir etzukhali was necessary to say the case of a swine. Why? The Ashmin and Tala, had we only said regarding the case of a lamb that we don't know of its own child that was following the sheep, I would have said, Imtim tzalay medesava yuled this merachma, that if you're going to say, because that's the two options, that and maybe if it had already given birth at one point, then maybe it's going to have mercy on that which is not its own child. Maybe that's only would be said demina, when it's its own species. So yeah, another sheep's child, another lamb, it would have mercy on the nursing. Therefore, that's where we have the doubt. But regarding chazir, maybe I would say that for sure he would say it's permitted to be eaten, because deloy mina loy, when it's not its own species, for sure it's not going to have mercy on it. And therefore, this chazir must, if it's nursing, it must definitely be its own child, just a case of nidma. That's why Ashmin the Chazir, that's where I have to say the case in the swine following the sheep. That's we're telling you that even if it's not its own species, that we could say maybe it had mercy on it, and if it's not for sure its own child, and therefore you can't eat it. So although it's for sure exempt from the laws of Bukhar, like we said, according to either option, but like we had mentioned previously in the Gemara, the questions would be regarding Isav is Benoi, would be regarding the case of eating this Chazir. We don't know for sure if he holds it's never going to have mercy, and therefore for sure its own child, or maybe it would be if it gave birth, and therefore one would not be able to eat this Chazir. And that's what he said, you have to wait for Eliyahu to tell us what's the time, the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And says the Gemara, more of a Hainu Dom Rabbi Yechanan, this is also, who we're quoting all along Rabbi Yechanan, that he says a similar idea, the same sentiment regarding this doubt and how to qualify this question that we're asking regarding when it does or doesn't have Rachmanis, is it only an absolute, or is it when it goes ahead and doesn't have its own children? That he says that Bayi, as we continue to Ben Bay, is Achai Beribi, the great Achai. Beribi means a great person, the distinguished one in his generation. That he asked the following question: Rach Hazir Shekarach Achar Rochel Mau. He says, if you see a swine that's following after a sheep, what's the halacha? Now the question is, Ma'akam Bayli, what was he asking regarding? If he's asking regarding the laws of firstborn, and becoming boyle, and he's asking is halacha b'shem gamliel, which he assumes for sure it's going to be exempt from laws of bechayr, where he says because it's only nursing its own child, or ihil chasak rabban, or the halacha is like rabban, he wanted to know, which is that they say yeah, no, it could be nursing not its own child, and therefore the next one might be bechayr. So then tiboyle tala, then he should have asked this question regarding a lamb. Because that's actually the case that in our Mishnah that they disagree about regarding the case of a lamb that's following a sheep. Why would he say then in the case of the Chazir if that's his question regarding who the halacha is like? Rather, says the Gemara, Kigam and Baile, his question was, Lebechaira valibid Rabbanan. The question was regarding the laws of firstborn according to the Rabbanan, because according to Reb Shimon, it's obviously, as we said, automatically it's going to be exempt from the laws of Bechair, because even if We said by its own species, we said it's not going to have mercy unless it had once given birth. For sure, if it's nursing a chazir, that's not even its own species, for sure it would only have mercy on it if it had already given birth. But the question would be according to Rabban, who they said that it could be nursing not its own type, and therefore maybe it is going to be the next one, the Safik Bechar. And also, La'chila v'libad b'shem gamliel, which is exactly what we mentioned before, which is the same sentiment, and regarding the eating of this chazir, according to b'shem gamliel, and for sure, that would be a question according to Rabban, as the Gemara explains. Libachar, regarding the laws of the firstborn, that is, Vafil Rabban and Amir Mirachma. The question he was asking, Achav Beribi, was, okay, even according to Rabban that says that we don't know if this animal is following this mother animal, that it's its own child, because it could be it's nursing and having mercy on some other animal's child, but maybe Kimirachma Dimina, maybe if it's going to have mercy, it would only have on its own species. Maybe the Rabban would agree that it's not going to have mercy not in its own species, and therefore this swine that's nursing from it most definitely must be its own child, and therefore there they would agree that then it would be exempt from the laws of Bechayr. Or maybe no. That was the question according to Rabban. No, maybe even if it's not its own species, like a chazir, it would have mercy, and therefore they would still maintain, like their opinion in our Mishnah regarding a lamb, so to buy a chazir, maybe the next one would be a doubtful bechayr. And then the other half of the question was, l'achila v'afilur b'shem gamliel, regarding the consumption of this chazir, even according to b'shem gamliel, meaning, if he holds that if it had given once before, it's not going to have mercy on another animal's child. So then the question doesn't begin. Most definitely that this chazir is going to be mutter, because for sure it's its own child. It doesn't have mercy, even when it's a mother, on some other animal's child. Rather, the question was, if you say, and this is where we see the assumption of this idea we mentioned on Aleph, savor yoled this merachma, that really b'shem gamliel holds, no. His halacha b'chayr was because either way it had to have had a child, whether this one or a different one. But if he holds that if it had given birth once before, it would have mercy on another animal's child. And like we said, this that we said is exempt from laws of b'chayr is because even if this is not its own child, if it sure had some other child. But this one that's following it would not obvious, it's not definite if it's its own child or not. But maybe that was his question, maybe that's only demina when it's its own species. But the lav mino loy, but if it's not an own species, then no. And therefore, this chazir most definitely is its own child, and therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would hold that it is permitted to be eaten. Maybe no, even when it's not its own species, but it had given birth once before, it would nurse another one, and maybe this chazir is not its own child, And that's what it said, Teku Letzdem, which was exactly like Rabbi Yochanan had said, his own halacha that, okay, you can't eat this child until a Yonah becomes, because we're not really sure regarding what he, how far the Reb Shimon will go. Was it only by Mina, or was it, and was it even, was it regarding Yeledis, or in absolute, and even when it's by Yeledis, was it only by Mina, or even by Sheina Mina, and therefore, that explains Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. It is like Reb Shimon Lil, and therefore it's definitely part of Bachor, either way you look at it. But the question then resolves, relates to, like we said, regarding that of Isabes Benoi, and so to regarding this halacha of the Chazir, we don't know. Would it have mercy if it had given birth once before? And would it even be regarding Eina Mina? Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing these halachas of Bechayr. Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam Eimer, he says, HaShechet Esa Bechayr, someone that's slaughtering the firstborn animal. So, Eisa Makam Bekaifet, which is, they slaughter the Bechayr as a carbon, or if it has a blemish, they slaughter it for personal usage. So when someone's slaughtering the firstborn animal, so he makes place with the slaughtering knife, which means that he moves the hairs, mikan mikan, to either side, because you need to have space where to go ahead and slaughter with the knife, that the hairs don't get in the way. And v'teilish asasar, he could rip out the hairs to either side to make place for the cutting of the knife, as Rashi points out, because of the problem of chalada, when one's slaughtering, one's not allowed to go under something to slaughter the simana. So if he's going under, if the hair is in the way, he might be going under something. So therefore, you have to remove the hairs to clear out the space of the slaughtering. And the chiddush of this halacha is that we don't say that this is violating the biblical halacha of the isur geziza. This is a prohibition of shearing the wool of a bechor, although you're allowed to eat the meat, not do work with it, not shear the wool. This is not a problem. But as long as you don't move the hairs that you plucked out from the place where it is over there and like take it out, because someone who might see that might say, hey, they're doing shearing with a kachim, with a carbon. Rather, what you do is you leave it tangled over there in the wool on either side, but you can pluck it out so that when the one who's slaughtering, he'll actually be slaughtering the animal and not the hair in the way. So too says the Mishnah, V'chein ha-toilish esasar liris makamum. So too, someone who could pluck out the hair if he wants to show the place of the blemish of the animal, because he wants to show it to a sage, which is if a bechor gets a blemish, then it's not brought as a carbon, it can be used for personal usage, but a sage has to go ahead and validate that first, but he might not be able to see because the hair is in the way, so you can pluck it. But you got to leave it over there, and you could do that. It's not a violation of a geziza if you're doing it to show it to the sage. Now, Amar Rav, he says, halacha k'Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam. Halacha is like this halacha of a Mishnah of Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam. Now, says the Gemara regarding this halacha, bayi minei Rav Huna. They ask from Rav Huna the following question. Kenegda b'yamtiv. The corollary of this halacha regarding yamtiv. Someone takes a regular, unconsecrated animal, and he wants to slaughter on yamtiv, which is permitted to do malachas of Eichel Nefesh on yamtiv. Ma, what's the halacha? Could he go ahead and do this plucking of the hairs by the Makam Shechita on Yom Tov or not? As the Gemara explains the question. Time and Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam, what's the reason of his halacha that he permits it? Mishum diksaver toilish lav hanagazes. Because he holds that plucking is not shearing. It's not a way of trimming the hair. And by Bechayr, by the firstborn, the Torah only makes geziza forbidden, as the Pasuk says in Devarim Tezva. V'loi sagas, you're not allowed to shear it. Now, ube Yom Tov asu. But plucking, forget about shearing, plucking is also forbidden to be done as a malacha on Yom Tov, because davali akadav megidule. That's uprooting something from its growth, which there's different interpretations of what that is, but the point is that you're not allowed to uproot something from its growth, which even if it's not shearing, even if it's plucking, that's also forbidden, and therefore one would not be permitted to do that on Yom Tov. Idima, or maybe, ba'alma savar b'yisa bin ha-meshulam toilish hanagaisis. No, in general, b'yisa bin ha-meshulam holds that plucking is the same thing as shearing, it's taking off the wool. Now, behind Tam Desharis, then why does permit shearing geziza to be done on this animal? Davli davish in miskaven, because it's not his intention to pluck to shear the wool. He just wants to clear the space over here. If it gets pulled out, it gets pulled out, but that's not his intention, and therefore that's permitted. It's not a violation of geziza. Oh, b'yamtiv davish in miskaven mutra, and yamtiv malacha that's not intended to be done is also permitted, and therefore it would be permitted to be done in yamtiv. So what's halacha? So Amalahu, so Rav Huna said to them, Zilu Shailu l'Rav Chananel. First, go and ask Rav Chananel, who is a student of Rav. E Amar, if he tells you in the name of Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam, that Halacha is first like this Mishnah, you're basing your question based on this Mishnah. If he first tells you that Halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam, then if Shalachu, then I'll go ahead and resolve for you the reasoning of his Halacha, which will then have relevance regarding Yom Tov. So Asu Shailu, they went and they asked him, and Amalu, he said to them, Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said, like we quoted before, Halacha k'Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam, Halacha is like the Halacha of HaMishnah. So Asu came in Rav Huna, they came in front of Rav Huna. Samalu, he said to them, Kenegdu Yamtiv Mutter. The corollary in this halacha regarding Yamtiv, one would also be able to pluck the hairs by the slaughtering area of the animal on Yamtiv. And it menamah so too that we learned that Amrav Chananya Bar Shlemi Mishmei Rav connect the Yamtiv. The corollary of this on Yamtiv is a ketin top of Chofei Meralf is mut that's going to be permitted, because what's obvious from the way they're interpreting is that the reason why Rabbi Yisrael Meshulam holds it permitted is because yes, plucking is shearing, but it's davashen miskaven. You're not intending to do that. Therefore, that's not qualified as the prohibited activity of geziza. And so too, something would be on Yamtiv. Although there's a prohibited malacha of geziza or toilish or whatever, you're uprooting something migidula from its growth, but it's ain miskaven. That's not your intention to do that activity. It's just to clear the space for the slaughtering. And if hairs fall out, then the hairs fall out. And therefore, that's permitted on Yamtiv too.